A younger daughter complained to her father about her life and how things were so hard for her. She didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling, and it seemed as if when one problem was solved, another one arose. Sound familiar? Her father took her to the kitchen, and there he filled three pots with water, and he placed them on the stove with the fire on high. And soon the three pots came to a boil. And in one he placed carrots, in the other he placed eggs, and in the last one he placed ground coffee beans. He let them sit and boil without saying a word. The daughter impatiently wondered what he was trying to do. She had problems, and he was making this strange concoction. In half an hour, he walked over to the stove, and he turned down the fire. He pulled out the carrots, and he placed them in a bowl. He pulled out the eggs, and he placed them in another bowl. He had then ladled out the coffee and placed it in yet a third bowl. Turning to his daughter, he said, "Tell me what you see." And smartly, she replied, "Carrots, eggs, and coffee." He brought her closer, and he asked her to feel the carrots, and she did, and noted that they were soft. He then asked her to take an egg and break it, and after pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, he asked her to take a sip of the coffee. She smiled as she tasted its rich flavor. The daughter then asked, "What's the point?" Her father explained, "Each of them has faced the same adversity, 212 degrees of boiling water. However, each one reacted differently. The carrot went in strong and hard and unrelenting, but after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg was fragile. The thin outer shell protected its liquid center, but after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened. The coffee beans are unique, however. In the boiling water, they became stronger and richer." "Which are you?" he asked the daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?" Ask yourself, which am I? Are you the carrot that seems strong, but with the slightest amount of pain, adversity, and heat, wilt and become soft and lose your strength? Are you the egg that starts off with a tender heart, but then you change under heat? Do you have a fluid spirit, but maybe after a death, a breakup, a divorce, a layoff, or some other challenge, you have become hardened and stiff? Does your shell look the same on the outside, but on the inside, are you now tough with a stiff spirit and a hardened heart? Or are you like the coffee bean? The bean does not release its fragrance and flavor until it reaches 212 degrees Fahrenheit. When the water gets the hottest, it tastes better. The bean actually changes the hot water, the very circumstance that brings the pain. If you're like the bean, when things are at their worst, you get better and you change the situation around you. When the hour is the darkest and the challenges are their greatest, you rise to another level. So how do you handle change, transition, adversity? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean? Something to think about, isn't it? How do you handle change and adversity and transitions? And that's what we're talking about today. It's our final talk in this three-part series we've been doing that I've called From Transition to Transformation. And American poet T.S. Eliot once wrote, "And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. And so here we finally come to new beginnings. You know, we've been through endings, we've been through the void last week, and now we end up at new beginnings. And, you know, we find here and we discover that we really are at the place where we started. But we recognize it for what it really is. It's a place we've always been, but not really. Because somehow we're different this time. It truly is a new beginning. And so today, this is the topic of our talk, the talk today. It's our third and final talk in this series. And it's been based on a wonderful book, Finding Yourself in Transition by Robert Brummett. And I love this book. It's subtitled Using Life's Changes for Spiritual Awakening. And the cover on the new book is not the same. They've changed. It's not going to look like this, but we've got them in the bookstore. And I really invite you to pick up a book. Robert is a Unity minister. He's a therapist, and he's on the faculty at Unity Institute, which is at Unity Village, our worldwide headquarters and seminary. And Robert, he has written this. It's like a handbook for us. You know, when you go through your next transition and change, because we're always changing. Everything, nothing stays the same. It's one thing we can count on is change, that you'll have a handy little handbook to help you through this life's journey. And if you're in the midst of a life transition, I encourage you to get the book. And if you have a friend that might be in the middle of a transition, a major life transition, get it as a gift for them. It's just wonderful to have this book because you never know when that ending's going to come. And Robert writes about the three phases of a transition. And we talked 2 weeks ago about the first stage, endings, that the promise of a new beginning starts with an ending. And then last week we moved through the void, that place of unknowing, that place of uncertainty, that place of not knowing, which we've discovered can be a very creative place. And then this week we finally get to celebrating new beginnings. We've been waiting for this, right? And so the first thing to look for in every new beginning is an internal change, because it starts inside. It starts with a shift. It starts with an awakening. And so that it starts with a new sense of readiness. And something may change in the outer that causes you to, you know, see this new beginning and make it pretty obvious in your life. But remember, first, it's an inside job. It starts inside of you. And we hate change, don't we? But it's the one thing that's a guarantee that's going to happen. But we hate going through it because it means that we're going to be moved out of our comfort zone. We're going to be, you know, have our life, our comfortable life patterns upset a little bit. And with change, we may be asked to learn some new things. You know, we may have to move to a new city. We may have to make new friends or find a new job, or sometimes we're even asked to give up a treasured relationship. But the one thing in life that is guaranteed is change. And so just knowing that life is full of changes, you can relax into that and not fight it and be able to go with it. There's a wonderful story in the Bible that we've been looking at. It's the Exodus story in the Old Testament. And it's a wonderful example of a transition. The people of Israel moving from bondage in Egypt to freedom. It's a classic example, as we've been looking at over the last few weeks, it's a classic example of a transition. Now, Moses really resisted change big time, didn't he? You know, God said, you know, I want you to lead the people out of Egyptian bondage into freedom. And Moses challenged God and said, well, what happens if they say, who sent you? And God tells him what to say, but Moses still resists. He says, you know, what if they don't believe me? You know, and God lays a couple of miracles on Moses and, you know, trying to convince him, you know, whatever you need, you can have. I'm going to take care of you. And Moses still resists. He said, well, I'm not eloquent. I'm slow of speech. I'm slow of tongue. You know, and God at this point is getting a little miffed at Moses. And he says, in essence, don't sweat it. I'm in charge. I'll be your mouth and I'll tell you what to say. But Moses, he doesn't want to take charge. He begs God to pick somebody else, but God won't give up on Moses. And Moses finally gives in. And so in Unity, we look at the Bible metaphysically. So let's take a look and see, what is this? How does this play out in my life, this story? You know, like Moses, you may feel inadequate. You may feel unprepared for a transition. Ever been there? You just don't know what, you don't know how to deal with it. But as long as you've honored your endings and you've traveled through the void, you are not unprepared. And you can go forward, even though it's scary, because really, you don't have a choice. There really is no choice here. You can't go back. Ever tried? It doesn't work. And so you move forward through to the new beginning. Second thing to look for in every new beginning is the fact that we're going to have to make some new commitments. It's that C word that a lot of us run the other way from. Commitments can be scary, but they require discipline. They require discipline. You may have to give up something in order to get something else. But just remember that every true commitment is to yourself, not to someone else or to anything else. The commitment is to you. And commitments can be risky. They can bring up feelings of failure and rejection. You know, and there may be some of you here today that call this church your spiritual home. There may be others of you thinking about it. But you may be questioned by your family and your friends, because they don't understand why the religious beliefs of your childhood no longer serve you. But yet every new beginning begins to set into force, it begins to set off a powerful force into action in your life. You know, ask some of the people who have been coming here for a while and who are really working these principles and practicing these principles in their life. I know for many of you, there have been many experiences of powerful new beginnings. And I'm looking forward to our day of discovery in just 2 weeks. We're going to be together discovering who we are and where we're going as a spiritual community. And I bet some new beginnings are going to come up out of that day of discovery too. And I hope you plan to be here. It starts at 9:00 on March 18th, and we're going to be spending most of the day together asking, you know, and talking to each other and asking questions and in conversation and hearing each other's stories about the wonderful new beginnings that are happening and have happened in our lives as a result of being here at Unity. And if you don't come on the 18th, you're going to come back and go, what the heck happened here? Because there's going to be a consciousness that's going to be shifting. It's going to be absolutely very exciting. But I do want to say, pause here for a moment and have a word of caution. Because not all new beginnings have a dramatic result in our external life. You just need to know that. There's a wonderful Zen saying that goes, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, what? Chop wood, carry water. You know, after you go through your ending and your void and your new beginning. So, you know, the external may look may not look any different, but internally, wow, there's a world of difference. You may find yourself no longer striving for what you don't have, but absolutely loving what you do have. And you may find that in your relationships, even if they're with the same people as before, it's like they're new, they're fulfilling, they're satisfying. You know, you're dancing an entirely new dance, but it may be with the same partner on the same dance floor to the same music. But something's different. Something's different in you. And the secret of new beginnings is that they manifest exactly in the way you view them. And as we look at new beginnings, They're formed from within us. The way we look at them, it comes from within us, not from the outside. And a spiritual truth is this, that you can make your world what you want it to be. It's that wonderful, that infinite possibilities that Lisa sang about. There are infinite possibilities, and you get to choose. You get to make your world what you want it to be, rather than constantly reacting to what seems to be happening to you. We get to create the world that we want. I've had at least 5 powerful new beginnings. I mean, lots of little ones, lots of little bitty ones along the way. But I have 5, and I really encourage you to take a look at your life and see what are your big, major new beginnings. My first one was my theater career. I was danced on and off Broadway, and I loved it. I had a blast. My second new beginning, huge new beginning, was going into the business world. And I worked for a major newspaper syndication company. I worked the New York Times syndication sales and then Universal Press Syndicate. And I traveled around selling features and comic strips to newspapers. In fact, Bill Wirth was the editor of the Dayton, Ohio newspapers that I would call on. And so my third big, huge new beginning was marrying Bill Wirth. And we, within the same year that we got married, we quit our jobs, big jobs, sold everything, moved to Maui, Hawaii, and bought our own newspaper. My fourth new beginning, huge beginning, was going, and it doesn't seem that big, but it was going to the Soviet Union in December of 1986 as part of a peace delegation to pray with Russian people for world peace. And what that trip did, I had no idea it was going to change the course of my life. What that trip did was begin an internal shift within me that then hurtled me into my fifth new beginning, which was going to ministerial school and becoming a Unity minister. I've had lots of little beginnings, and I've, you know, after becoming a minister, I had several beginnings at churches, and now my most recent new beginning has been to move to the Pacific Northwest over a year ago and to become the senior minister of Unity of Bellevue. And so I invite you, take a look at your life and look at those major transition times for you. And what I know, looking back, what I know for sure is that every new beginning is different. It's different. And what I know, what I've learned about endings and the void and new beginnings is that they're all a part of the great mandala of life. You know, it's who we are. It's how we live our life. There's going to be endings. We're going to be going through that void, but we're going to be coming out in new beginnings. And how we handle new beginnings makes all the difference as to how we're going to experience them. William Bridges is another author and lecturer that writes a lot about life's transitions. And he suggests 4 ways in dealing with new beginnings. The first is when you get that spiritual nudge, that subtle urge to do something about it. And when you get that subtle, you know, internal shift that I talked about earlier, that awakening, when you get that, do something about it. William Bridges says to stop getting ready to do something and go ahead and do it. We can spend our life getting ready, but just do it. When you have that internal guidance, you can't go wrong. The second thing is to begin to identify with the final result of your new beginning. You know, what will it feel like? What will it look like? Who are you with? How does it feel? You know, do that visioning and see what is it that's there for you at the end of that new beginning. The third thing is take things step by step. You know, to get there, don't leave anything out and don't try to cut corners in order to get to that final result. Take it step by step. Don't rush it. And then finally, the fourth thing is to remember that the new beginning is part of the process. That it's the journey that's important, and it's not so much getting to the destination, right? It's the journey and what you learn along the way. when we reach the destination, the process is likely to start all over again with another ending. And so keep listening, keep asking what's next, and keep your feet moving. Bill often says it's a whole lot easier to turn a car around when it's moving. So just keep going, step by step. Keep walking towards that new beginning. And I think one of the best ways to prepare for a new beginning is to really discover what your deepest heart's desire is and to ask these questions. What is it that I have always enjoyed doing? A good place to start. What do you love to do? And what has always come naturally for me? What would I do with my life if I were not concerned with money? That's a big one. Sometimes holds us back from doing what we love to do. What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? That if you knew that whatever you did was you'd be successful. You know, what would you do that you're not doing now? And don't limit yourself. When you're praying and you're visioning and you're visualizing and you're seeing that new beginning, you're seeing that end result, always add to the end of your prayer, this or something better. Okay? This or something better, because you may not have the bigger picture. You may not be able to see those infinite possibilities because your vision isn't that big yet. But maybe there's something much bigger out there for you. So always say this or something better. And then fasten your seatbelt because you're in for the ride of your life. Robert Brummett writes in Finding Yourself in Transition, as we pray for guidance and divine order, trusting in God at work in our life, the new beginning will occur at exactly the right time and in exactly the right way. And we will be equal to any task that life brings to us, for we are never given a challenge beyond our ability to master it. A true new beginning will occur only after we have completed the inner work. And when we are internally ready, we will find a way to create the external beginning, or perhaps we could say, it will find us. Because you'll attract that. That's our third unity principle. What we hold in consciousness, we attract into our life. So as you hold that idea of that new beginning, you begin to attract the circumstances and the people that will help bring it forth. And so I'd like to end today with this reading. It's called This is the Day. This is the day you've been saving yourself for. This is the day to stop playing it safe. This is the day to be who you have always known you could be. This is the day to go beyond mere planning, to go beyond just thinking about it. This is the day to live with all the fullness, all the richness you know is possible. This is the day to stop teasing life and to give yourself fully to the best possibilities. Being who you truly are, giving all you have to give, and living fully in each moment is filled with risk and uncertainty. Yet if you hide away from life, fearing that you could lose some part of it, then you never will have it in the first place. The day has arrived for you to get out there and celebrate the incredible good fortune you have to be here now. Yes, you'll win some, and yes, you'll lose some. Through it all, however it turns out, you will be doing what you were born to do. And that is to live the unique experience of being you. Happy new beginnings. And be brave and go for it. God bless you.